Okay, we're continuing the daf. We say a bal chamesh be'ilus b'shivcha charufa ena chayav alachas. Someone who had relations with a designated maidservant five times is only going to be chayav one guilt offering, even if he became aware of it in between each one. Bal v'chozer v'bal multiply ilus. The Gemara wants to talk about the background. What the seisha charufa thing is, the halacha with regard to a designated maidservant is a vayikra. The description in the Torah is a little bit vague, so the chachamim have a machlokas about the identity of a designated maidservant. According to the halacha conclusion, a designated maidservant is a Kanani slave, female, who was partially freed, meaning she was owned by two partners and then one of them freed her. She was subsequently betrothed to a Hebrew slave, and the Torah says that if someone other than the maidservant maidservant's betrothed, has relations with her, he's going to be chayiv to bring a guilt offering, whether he acted intentionally or unwittingly. So one is chayiv to bring just one guilt offering for many acts of bias. So the Gemara is discussing a case about whether there's any case where you would be chayiv to bring multiple times. New case on Ayin Beis, Niskaven Lahagbias Tolish V'chotuch Lemachuber, one intended to lift a plant attached from the ground on Shabbos, and mistakenly severed a plant still attached to it. Your potter, Lachtuch, if you intend to lift up a detached and you cut out something attached, Rava says your potter, Abai says your chayiv. Meaning on Shabbos, you intend to lift an object that is attached from the ground. You mistakenly cut something still growing in the ground, you can be potter. But anybody who intends to perform a permitted act and unintentionally performs a forbidden one on Shabbos is going to be potter. In some other areas of halacha, though, one is chayiv for violating an isra, even if you did so with no intent whatsoever. Okay. Samarava mina aminola the tanya chomer Shabbos mesher Shabbos, that there's a stricture with regard to the isra Shabbos that's greater than other mitzvahs that you have in general. Chomer Shabbos to Shabbos also shtayin alachad, because with regard to Shabbos is greater in that, with regard to Shabbos, one who does two isurim on Shabbos, even if you did so in the course of one lapse of awareness, you're going to be chayiv to bring a sin offering for each and every one, which is not the case by the other mitzvahs. There's a chumrah by shar mitzvahs to Shabbos, that by shar mitzvah Shabbos, shabashar mitzvah shogeg lomas kavani mitzvah, as opposed to Shabbos. Again, the Gemara is going through differences will make Shabbos more machmer. Okay, the Gemara says that if a person brought an Ashen Vadai for the sin of a Shivcha Charufa without a Yediyah, meaning he doesn't know for sure that he sinned, then a Yediyah is not Machalik between the five sins with a Shivcha Charufa. So even though he found out that he sinned immediately after each time he committed the act, the sins are all considered to have been done, Behelam Echad, and he's Chayav to bring only one Korban. The logic for that ruling is that since a Yediyah is not necessary for an Ashen Vadai to be effective, Yediyas are not significant as far as this korban is concerned. And Yediyas don't serve to be machal between two such sins. Therefore one korban will be enough for all five sins that he committed with the Shivcha Charufa. How do you understand the svara, the logic behind this? So a Yediyas serves as a separation between two sins when the Chi of Korban takes effect only as a result of the Yediyah. When the Chiyum of Korban takes effect even without the Yediyah, such as in the case of a Shivcha Charufa, the Yediyah is rendered meaningless. And one might ask that since the sin itself makes the Chiyum of Korban take effect, the sin itself should differentiate it from a second sin. So the answer is that an act of sin alone can never separate one act from a latter act, even if it creates a Chiyum of Korban. The Rishonim ask even that if we say that one does not need definite knowledge that he sinned with a Shivcha Charufa or bring Korban, he still has to have at least a shmeck of a doubt that he sinned. If he has a doubt whether or not he's out to give him a Korban, he could bring the Korban al Tanai conditionally, as Rashi explained on the end of 71b. So how can one bring the Korban conditionally for the sin of Shivcha Charufa when he's in doubt if he sinned? Tosfos says that even though it's true that one may designate an animal as a korban with a Tanai, that it should be either Asham Shivcha Charufa or an Adava, nevertheless, if he did make a Tanai, it does work b'dievet. So therefore, it could be said that a Yediyah is not necessary in order to bring a korban, if the possibility exists. The Ramban explains that if two men lived with two women, and one of whom was a Shivcha Charufa, but it was not known which one, the two men could make a Tanai and bring a korban Asham al Tanai, since one of the two is certainly obligated to bring the korban. And that case shows that Yediyah is not necessary to be mechayev to bring the korban ashram, and therefore Yediyah is also not mechalik between sins. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyan HaShas explains that it's true that after the first doubtful sin with the Shivcha Charufa that he commits, he may not bring a korban because he needs a Yediyah Vadoi. But once he finds out for sure that he sinned the first time, From then on, he does not need a yediyah for any subsequent sins with a shivcha charuv in order to be a korban. Once he is chayav to bring that first korban, every subsequent act of bi'ula does not need a yediyah, because when he later brings the korban, it covers all the subsequent bi'ulas about which he has no definite knowledge. And that seems to be a good solution. And it could be that the Rishonim disagreed on that point, and so that if a person designates an animal to be brought as an ashram specifically for one act of bi'ula, it can't cover any of the bi'ula which he did not have in mind at the time to designate the korban.